I think that masturbation is a habit that develops as a result of certain desires the young man has, and those desires are normally triggered by what he's looking at, what he's imagining. And I think we need to teach our boys not to do it, that you actually can restrain yourself from doing it. It is not at the level of you'll die if you don't eat or drink. You will not die. If you know, sex is never an emergency, and masturbation is never a critical need. You know, it's not, you know, food, shelter, clothing, and the M word. You know, it doesn't. Okay. On the other hand, I think all you women need to understand that what maybe, and I'm not overgeneralizing here either because there are exceptions to this, but what may be not an issue for you, and you can hardly understand how it could be an issue, except for half of the race which we know as perverts, the male half, then you need to understand that there's a lot you don't know. There is a whole lot you don't know. And so this is, you know, what I said before is I'm the least qualified person in this room to answer any number of things that we're talking about. But unless there's a man hiding in here somewhere behind the, you know, whatever, I guess I'm the most qualified to answer this because trust me, I know. And I know you can have a very strong sexual drive as a male and abstain from masturbation. And I can tell you, it is not easy. It is extremely difficult and takes a high level of discipline. And most boys masturbate when they reach this age. They're going through puberty. There's a certain amount of experimentation. I think we should not make it seem like it's the unpardonable sin and it's this absolutely horrible abomination and you can never, you know, please God again in your life if you've done this or you've had this habit or whatever. On the other hand, it needs to be taken seriously because that habit does carry over and there are many, I'll just say many. There are many married men who regularly masturbate. And I would say in some cases, their wives are not being as sensitive to them in the 1 Corinthians 7 sense of knowing the needs as they should be. In other cases, it's not, it's just an issue that the man has and what he is looking at and what he's allowing his mind to entertain. So if I speak in a group of men, I would say, you know, read the purity principle. It's good for women as well, but also be accountable to other men and talk face to face and know that you do not have to do this. But with the boys, if it's a situation where there's dad in the home, have the dad talk to the boys about the masturbation issue when it comes up. Now, I know a lot of you have the younger kids, but eventually this will be an issue. Right now, it may be the touching the private parts issue, which is for male or female, before it's really of what you'd call a true sexual nature. You want to be sure you don't send the message that those body parts are bad. They're not. God made them. Satan didn't make them. You know, God did. Okay? And don't overplay it. Like, are you touching you? And it, you know, it's not, and by all means, don't call Dr. Laura.